The investigation continues into the deadly train crash yesterday that killed two people and injured two. The accident happened around 3 yesterday morning in Hoxie when a northbound train and a southbound train collided on the same track. Those killed and injured were crew members on the trains. Names have not been released, and the National Transportation Safety Board is expected to be in Hoxie for at least a week to investigate what caused the crash. Local counties responded with resources to help those in Lawrence County deal with the event. Craighead County Office of Emergency Management Director David Moore says Craighead County officials were sent into the area.
Yes, most definitely. We've had resources from Craighead County Sheriff's Office over there assisting. Jonesboro Fire Department's hazmat team. The Emergency Management Office has been on standby. I've had several people waiting in the wings to see if they needed our assistance. I've been in contact with them just since right after it happened, and keeping an eye on, keeping abreast of what's going on to make sure that, if they need some support, we would be ready.
There are a lot of trains that go through the Jonesboro area every year. According to Moore, one of the things that his office does is to get prepared for how to handle a situation in Jonesboro that happened Sunday in Hoxie.
Well, even beyond our having a contact meeting with the different railroads, usually at least once a year we'll sit down. They will update us on what they're doing for preparedness and response capabilities. Then also we make sure that our contact information with them is up to date, going in both directions. Where they can contact us, we can contact them if need be. And then, of course, we have standing mutual aid agreements with other counties. We work on our response plans, and we train in these very things with other counties. We have exercises to prove that we can work together. So we have a full year of making sure that we're at the best we possibly can be.
Moore tells what the main priorities are in handling a similar event.
Well, in anything from the emergency management standpoint, life preservation is absolutely at the top of the list. Then we worry about property damage, and then we worry about the environment. But until we know everybody's safe, then life preservation takes the lead over everything. One of the first things I will do is call the state Arkansas Department of Emergency Management, make sure they're aware of what's going on. That is a big resource to us, because anything that we don't have, if we can't put our hands on it locally, they're most likely going to know where it's available at the closest to us. And they can coordinate those things and start getting those resources to us as we need them.
And Moore says investigation now is moving into the long-term stage of the process.
Yes, and a lot of people don't realize the initial event and the response to it is usually a short-term event. My update on the Walnut Ridge, Lawrence County event today, they've got most of the roadways open. Highway 67 will be blocked for some time because of the having to come in and do the cleanup in that area. So that's with any major event like a train accident, is that particular roadway right there will be a long-term closure. So you have to make plans to work around those things. But once everything's stabilized, then we start looking at long-term recovery.
According to Moore, it's important for citizens to be keenly aware of all situations. And if emergencies happen, call 911. The current information from the state police says that all roadblocks in and around Hoxie have been removed, with the exception of Highway 67 south of Highway 63 and Highway 67 at the intersection with Highway 230. Roadblocks at those locations remain active for up to 3 days while crews remove wreckage from the scene. State police report the Highway 91 remains open as an alternate route for motorists traveling to Walnut Ridge and Hoxie. I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting KASU News.